Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. What is going on? It looks like your mayoral candidate stepping out of the race, you know, being a former...
No, I don't have any mayoral...
Isn't that your homeboy?
I don't have any mayoral candidates at all in any region of the country.
Yeah, we've heard that one before.
Oh, please. Who's stepping out?
Huh? Who's stepping out?
Is he stepping out?
You just pulled the signs out of your yard last night. No, we don't want to discuss politics on the air because it's obviously useless.
Yeah,
even
exactly.
Think about it. Just some crazy things are going on. You know, there's you look at one thing in life and business room, for example. I don't know. We have a financial collapse.
Mm.
The American people who earn the money, you know, get whacked. 50% of their savings, the value of their 50% of their homes, lose their homes, lose their jobs. And then so how do we remedy that? The few 500 some odd people we sent to Washington, D.C. decided, I think we will send billions of dollars to New York, to the banks, and we'll just help out the American people. We'll just give money to the banks. We'll just help them out,
Mm-hmm.
We'll help the people. Let me help the people. The people that charge you money when you write a check that doesn't make we're going to send them money to help you out. You know what I'm saying? So that's how he bailed out America was. They took American money from Americans who just lost their money to give it to people who really didn't have any money. All they had was American money they were making money off of and resolved the issue by funding the banks.
Mm-hmm.
And so you think, that's just one peculiar response to how to handle things out. Because you would think, just basic logic and wisdom. And of course, don't get frustrated. Most don't think that way.
Do we have that today?
Basic think about
logic
it.
And wisdom?
Okay, if you wanted the banks to have the money, if you wanted them to have the money, and it was the American people, it's a government by the people, for the people, it's the people's money, that type of thing, and they're the ones that are hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just issue those billions of dollars to the American homeowners?
Mm-hmm.
And you could even put it in a voucher format and let them give that money to the banks.
Right.
And let the bank say, thank you for the mortgage payments. And it resolved everything.
Sure.
But now they're in the same boat. The banks are back in the same boat. And they're not even lending our money to us. Supposedly they're getting real difficult to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And now Fannie and Freddie... Max are all messed up, and it's like, I don't think this is for the people anymore.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because how simple, the banks would have gotten the money.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and put on the voucher. Go ahead and put on there my bank's name and send it to me.
Mm-hmm.
I have no choice. As a matter of fact, follow my dot. I'm going to watch my dot.
Follow my transaction.
I know you're tracking me, right? But I'm going to carry my my mobile device with me, and I'm going to go right to the bank, and I'm going to say, I'm very excited because my government helped me do two things. One, I'm fixing to bail you out as an individual because I'm going to pay my mortgage payment because I lost my job, but they just gave me a year's worth of mortgage payments. And the individual would have been able to be in their home and not homeless,
right.
And the bank would have got the money. What? That's just one faux pas, And then, I'm not going to talk about all 400 of them, but just listen. And then you begin to look at, how we're handling every component. It's like, is everything that we're doing destructive if it's just the wrong way? Is it some way that some, adolescent would handle something? You think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then you think about a rebellious people. God says he puts youthful leaders over them.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be 100 and youthful. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You could be wise looking on the outside and young on the inside.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
That's just the color hair.
Oh. Right. Oh. Oh. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the bailout.
Detroit.
The Detroit bailout. I don't know how they're going to do that.
Well, they sent all that money to bail out the Detroit.
Oh, the car. Cars. The car auto, yeah. Auto industry.
The auto goodness. Industry.
And we actually sold Fiat, but it's being reclaimed, I noticed. Yeah. Ford owned Fiat.
Really?
From what I understand during that time, and they sold it. They went bankrupt.
And there was, remember, too big to fail. Well, it fell. I mean, look. Mm-hmm. Look what's happened to Detroit, the Motor City. And talking about giving that money back, there's 45,000 homes that have been abandoned. I think that number's even less conservatively 80. Speaking. Is it 80?
I think it's 80.
Look at that.
50% unemployment. And the school, it's just, it's another paradigm of going like, it's like being on the Titanic. Oh, my feet are wet.
Right.
What meanest thou this? Yeah, what meanest thou this?
They
said
feet
are wet.
Unsinkable.
And so then, of course, it's unsinkable, right? So you don't even think it. You're like, okay, well, let me just get the stuff in my cabin and bring it up on top of the bed because obviously there's a plumbing issue on the Titanic here. And let me go down to the ballroom and just dance with the rest of them while, you know.
They fix this
Rome
small
burns.
Matter.
You know, and they're all, everything's going, and it's like, oh my goodness, the ballroom's wet too. And how long did they go without just saying, I am wet all the way up to my shoulders. This is not good.
Right.
This is not, and it's pretty cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not good. And that's not an ice cube. That's an iceberg beside me. I mean, you know, how ignorant are we?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to be negative, but hey, if your feet are wet, you know.
Catch a clue.
And you checked your plumbing. You know what I'm saying? You got things right and you're looking around and then your knees are wet. You guys are thinking, do I know how to swim? Have I ever swam before? Has this generation ever swam? Mm. You know? And the scary thing is, we just have people splashing around with little duckies and tubes and like little kids in a tub playing around going, woohoo! I was like, you're not supposed to be wet. This is inside the boat.
Right.
It's not supposed to be going like this. And today, and this is why I'm bringing this up, is today, and if you heard yesterday us talk about, you know, what's happening with Secretary of State John Kerry in Israel, mm-hmm. as they're releasing these prisoners, and they say shame on America, Egypt saying shame on America. Today it's reported by CBN News that the president is meeting with the negotiators on both sides in the White House today.
Mm. Today.
You know, God, this is important. You need to know this. God's right.
Oh, yeah.
He's always right. And he even wrote down how things are to help us understand the future right. So if you want to be right in the future, you just read the Word of God and you pray that God will give you the grace to walk in it and believe what God says. And it's going to happen. But you just won't be like the wet feet Titanic making crew. And it's all about Israel. It's all about Israel. And when you, no matter what happened in America, we're not as relevant as our pride would say it is. You know, and but we're loved, the people of America loved by God, but the relevancy of our fledgling experiment, 230-year experiment, is not as important as Israel when you look at what we're doing right this very moment. The whole world has been stirred upside down since this current leadership has gotten into position. I'm talking about a biblical perspective behind the news, God's news behind the news, because you're seeing the news. But what's really going on?
That's right.
And isn't it interesting now that it's all focused on Israel? It's all focused on Israel. And in the past, it's reported that every time Israel was fighting a war, and you name all the different wars that Israel had to fight, that Russia was the one supplying their adversaries with weapons.
Mm.
You know, the Lebanese war, the 1967 war, all the different wars. Russia was always coming down like, hey, you need a gun? And this is really, really not well.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like everything. I know that living in the crosshairs, if you've heard that, you know, as John's sharing. But the whole thing is that the reason why the Israel's in the crosshairs, the adversary is trying to push Israel to do away with the apple of God's eye.
I mean,
the church and the synagogue. First Saturday people, then Sunday people is what they say. That's what they say.
Yeah.
It's like, what about the Monday people? Why do you always bring us up, you know? What's right. up with that?
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a lot of sand over there, but listen. You know what I'm saying? I was watching the news where in Egypt, they're fighting in Egypt. The Muslim Brotherhood is uprising, saying that they're going to bring death and mayhem or whatever if they don't put Morsi back in and all that. But they're doing all this in front of this beautiful ocean.
Mm.
And they could not enjoy the beauty of God's creation, all this violence and hatred. And I'm thinking, Lord, we are so, enemy's so messing us up as a people when we were meant to enjoy this life. I'm thinking, this is just a beautiful beach and body of water and all that hate. And they were looking down into the fight. And if they just would have looked 90 degrees to the left, they would have seen the beauty of God. And there was no war out there because men can't, you know, walk on water unless they're with Jesus. And it was just free from all the turmoil, all the different things. And I thought, man, you're just missing the beauty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, well, you know, it is a lot of gray stuff and sand over there. I mean, it's not the most. But if you go inside the houses, the beauty over there, they work really hard on the inside of their homes to make it look just immaculate.
Wow.
But they invest nothing on the outside. It could be because of the climate and the weather and all.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
And but hopefully, you know, Ron Laney will be sharing that with us, you know, coming soon on the air about, you know, Egypt. But the, or Turkey. But it's just, it's not good. And there's a lot of things going on right now. But then you look, you know, and I'm not, you know, we should honor our current president, whoever our president is. We should pray for them. And our current president is now beginning to go around the country, and it feels like he's running for office or something because the speeches are so, I mean, we talked about speech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you miss the incubation of faith, the necessary thing, you know, how, you know, one man's speech turns the world around.
Mm-hmm.
And don't underestimate the power of our president to be able to encourage the people to go in the right direction or the dangers of going in the wrong direction. But when you walk away feeling like, wow, that was so encouraging, but then you look around and you go, but everything's so opposite of what was just said, you know, that we're told that we know situations by the fruit.
Right.
And we need to continue to pray for our president, pray for the First Lady, Michelle, pray for their daughters, pray for, they need wisdom. I can imagine all the decisions that are having to be made every second. I remember him being interviewed early on, and I guess you'd have to be this way, but he said, but I like it. He likes it. So that's the type of personality that can handle, you know, that kind of, you know, decision making or whatever. But you give me 400 decisions in an hour. You're deer in headlights, right?
Put a fork in me.
Right. Let's just go sleep on this.
Yeah.
Don't bomb that one, bomb that one. Don't do this, get that, and get those things out of the air. Anyway, but God holds the leaders' hearts, the king's hearts, and we can say in our sense, even though, by the way, in America, the people would be considered the king because it's a government by the people and for the people, and we send representatives called representative government to Washington, D.C. It's a republic.
Mm-hmm.
But this whole American heart is held in God's hand.
Mm.
And to pray, because God can direct it like a water course. And but these are pretty interesting times. I mean, we're just looking at it, and it's like there's so many. It's just you can't even, you know, it's like, okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless God plugs the hole in this Titanic, it's going. The fact that it's still even floating
is a miracle.
Floating right now, and the thing about it is that I want to encourage you this morning in knowing that you're not crazy. Shutting yourself down and denying reality is not going to help, but getting a grid for it is important. You know, God's news is behind the news, so we're looking at right this very moment that the president, who has, you know, based on the reports of the news that we have seen, beginning with the first speech in Cairo at Cairo University, when the uprisings all began, and remember that the Green Party wrote a specific letter to the president during all the Arab Springs and the uprisings, just like the other Egyptian and other Arab uprisings that took place, and they said, "We want help too. We want the same thing happening in our government."
Mm-hmm.
And there was no response to the Iranian people. And the Green Party didn't respond at all to him. Mm. And now that's one of the greater threats for Israel.
Right.
And it's just like, you know, whether you know it or not, and I'm not definitely don't know what people know in the context of that, the way it's playing out, it's just like, hey, that this stuff is all against Israel.
Mm-hmm.
This is all against Israel. But, you know, God said, he says, all the nations around her will be a trembling cup. And that in this, he's going to deliver Israel. So don't worry about Israel. Just realize that if you're not right when this time clock clicks over to midnight at the midnight hour, and it seems like it's clicking and ticking,
mm-hmm.
but things are happening so rapidly that it's not hard for anybody to see anything happening rapidly. I mean, mm-hmm. the past is like, man, that'd have to, so much stuff would have to happen
right.
before that mm-hmm. would happen.
Right.
And now so much stuff has happened in such a short time. People are like, in a moment.
Any moment.
In a twinkling of an eye.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden, our mm-hmm. Savior would come back. But understand, that's the dispensation grace is over at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. And but then he says very specifically that you've got to, these days require wisdom.
Mm.
They require wisdom. And what that means is wisdom is not just knowledge. Wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. So first of all, if you don't have any knowledge of God, and you haven't been in the Word, you need to get. And you have no wisdom outside of God, so you're going to need, you have earthly wisdom, but not godly wisdom. Get in the Word of God and begin to abide. And if you haven't abided, go to iabide.org. We have a simple plan for you to abide. But then, secondly, understand wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. I mean, have you ever been around the folks that are talking about knowledge all day long and says, okay, so what are you going to do with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will only talk about something for so long before we do something. You know, it's like, we're going to do something. And it's like, because I just couldn't do it. And the thing is that it's hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about today called complete faith, which means you talk about it and you do it.
Mm.
Complete faith is when your works accompany what you're believing God for. And so I just want you to pray for Israel. Pray today. Pray for our president. Understand that he is a man. Listen, Elijah was a man like you are. And look what happened. I mean, God took him away, right?
Mm-hmm,
he was the one that appeared on the Mount Transfiguration. He's a man. And President Barack Obama is our president, and God commands us, is where he commands us to pray for him if you want a peaceful life. And if you want a peaceful America, pray for him. You know, the very song in Great Britain is God Save the Queen.
Mm.
I mean, why not God save our president?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why not? Don't judge him. Pray for him. I mean, that's a difficult job for anyone. And I know that President Bush said very specifically early on, he says, it doesn't matter who gets in the office. Pretty much they'll do exactly as I have done and all others have done, because there's other things going on that they cannot control.
Yeah.
And he was absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. He's really stuck to his statement that he said he's not going to judge any president that is actually sitting in office.
Right.
That's a wise thing.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Especially one who's held the office before.
And that statement proved out right, because he's done everything
yeah.
that the former president, and there's other things and forces.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business, or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.